Hello and welcome, I'm Mark, and today we're learning one more super important rule, which would be number 6. Rule number 6 is simple but very, very important and very effective. In fact, I believe by this time you've noticed that all of these rules are simple but very, very powerful. Even individually, they are extremely useful. Just using one of these rules can improve your English speaking a lot. But the real power comes when you use all 7 of them to totally change the way you learn English. So what's number 6? Number 6 is this. Only use authentic, real English materials. What does that mean? Well, let's put it another way. Don't use textbooks. I've talked about this already when I was talking about throwing away your grammar books. But really, you need to throw away all of your textbooks. All of them. Get rid of them, they are horrible, they are boring. You know they are boring. They are, for the most part, useless. Get rid of all the grammar textbooks, all those little fake, you know, conversations in them, and all these little nice graphics and pictures they put in to try to make them seem interesting. When in fact, it's really boring, because what are those textbooks really have? They got a bunch of fake conversations with boring actors reading them, and then they have a bunch of little boring activities and drills that are supposed to help you improve your communication. Well, it's not going to help you. What you need to do instead is use only authentic, real English materials. When I say real, here's what I mean. I mean the best materials are the ones that are for native speakers. In other words, books and audios and videos that are made for Canadians, Americans, British, Australians. They are not made for foreigners learning English. They are made for the people actually living in those countries. That's a real, authentic English. You can also use materials that are very similar, very, very close to real materials. For example, there are some really good books out there, storybooks that they're about real stories, you know, written like little novels. Little short novels. But they are using a little bit simpler English so that people who are learning English can understand them a little more easily. But it's not a textbook. It's a real story. And some of them have audios. So it's like a real audiobook. Real interesting information. It's not, you know, a bunch of rules and stupid activities and fake conversations. So those kind of materials are also quite good. That's what I mean when I say real materials. I want to give you an example of this. Let's say you wanted to improve your reading, your English reading skills. Now there's 2 ways to do this. The old, traditional, boring way, which doesn't work, is to go out and get a bunch of, you know, fake tests. For example, a bunch of TOEFL or IELTS tests, and read all those extremely boring essays in the TOEFL or IELTS book, and then take a bunch of tests with it. Or you could get some reading comprehension textbook. Once again, reading a bunch of boring stories written by boring people. And then take a bunch of boring tests or answer a bunch of boring questions at the end of it. It's not very fun and it's not effective. You could also go out and get some vocabulary books and try to memorize all this new vocabulary. None of that works very well. I mean, you can improve that way, but it's very slow and it's painfully boring. A much better way, and the research shows a much more effective and powerful way, is to read easy stories. To read easy novels. Now, what does easy mean? Well, that depends on your level. For some people, easy means children's books, right? Books that are made for American or British or Australian children, whatever. But they're not made for foreign students. They are made for the local people. But they are in an easier level, okay? Because they are for children. For you, for a lot of people listening to this podcast, probably I would say easy novels for young adults, for, you know, older elementary school children or middle school children or high school level, depends on what your level is. So When I say easy, I usually mean you should understand about 95% of the words of that dictionary. So then you can easily guess the other 5%. I've mentioned this before, so if you wanted to improve your reading, what you would do is you would go out and you would read as many of those novels as you could. You could read magazines, easy magazines for kids or for young adults, and read lots and lots of them. Okay? You could read a lot of novels. You know, there is a lot of those novels, adventure novels, romance novels, and you know, they are for young adults. So they might be a little bit like not really for total adults, but it's much more interesting and fun to read those than textbooks, I promise you. And you read lots and lots and lots of them, and as you did that, your vocabulary would increase. Your reading comprehension would increase very quickly. Your reading speed in English would improve very, very quickly, and soon, in just a few months, those kinds of books would be super easy for you. And then you could go start reading more difficult material. Maybe you would start reading, you know, high school level novels and stories. And you read lots and lots and lots of those. If you like romance, you read romance books. If you like adventure, you read adventure. Okay? If you like science fiction or fantasy, you'll read those kind of books. If you enjoy nonfiction, you'll read a lot of nonfiction. But it would be real books. And then eventually those would be very easy for you. It happens actually quite quickly. In fact, if you read every single day, then you improve quickly, and then you could go up to adult level novels. You could read books by, you know, famous best-selling authors like John Grisham or Stephen King. Again, depends on your interest. Okay? Always choose things that you personally like and enjoy. And by reading lots and lots and lots of those books, reading lots and lots and lots of Stephen King books, for example, or John Grisham books, your reading would improve so fast, so powerful, and so much faster, so much more effective than someone who's trying to learn them from textbooks and reading comprehension books and vocabulary lists. This is a much faster, more powerful way to improve your reading. Of course. And these rules, we are talking about speaking and listening. So, how to do that? Well, it's basically the same idea. It's exactly the same idea. Instead of using books, you would use audios. So you would want to listen to as many as the real audios. So you can, every day you want to listen to audios. The audio stories, like, you know, you want to listen to easy audio books. You want to listen to podcasts like this, English in My Mind podcast, radio shows, easy audios on topics that you enjoy, that are entertaining for you. It's real stuff. And you would follow that same thing for a while, okay? Well, some of it may feel a little difficult to you, but after listening to them again and again and again and again, they quickly become easy. And you go up to a higher level. And then you do it again and again and again. And soon you are listening to real audios. Real audiobooks for adults, for American, British adults. And real radio shows for Americans or Canadians or British or Australian. Whatever. You can mix all of those. It doesn't matter. That is how you learn real English. Because the textbooks, it's not real English. It's very unnatural. Those fake conversations are unnatural, and we don't really speak that way, right? What's lesson one in most textbooks? Hello. Hi. How are you? I'm fine, and you? Right? And you have these actors reading that conversation in a very unnatural way. The pronunciation is very strange because nobody really talks like that. And in fact, in Canada or Australia, United States, when you meet someone the first time, you will almost never hear that kind of conversation. People really say things like, how are you doing? What's up? Nice to meet you. You don't find those little phrases in most textbooks. Yet those are the most common real ways of greeting people. That's why you know, you learn all this textbook English and then you go to a country and you can't understand anybody, even though you know 10,000 words or 20,000 words or something, and you know all this grammar, but you can't understand the real people having real conversations. Why? Because you learn textbook English. You did not learn from real English materials, authentic English materials. So if you want to be able to function with real English, especially if you want to talk to people who are from Canada or the United States or the UK or Australia, then you must learn from real English materials. Very important. And you know, once again, this is how children learn, right? Children do not study textbooks to learn their own language. Little 2-year-olds and 1-year-olds or 3-year-olds are not studying English textbooks in the United States or Canada. They are learning from stories in real conversations and real communication about real ideas or real emotions. That's how they learn, and that's why they speak so naturally and effortlessly. If you bring a foreign child or a child from another country to the United States and you put them with a bunch of children, American children who speak English all the time, that child will learn English perfectly with no textbooks, no grammar study. How do they do it? Well, they do it with real stories, real playing with the other children, real communication, real English. So what you need to do is, number one, is go out and get real materials and, of course, our lessons. That's what I do. I tell you stories and I give you a lot of teaching. My lessons are not focused on the little parts of English because I don't want you to think about it at all. I want you to think about interesting ideas. I want you to feel entertained. I want you to focus on the emotions and the ideas or what I'm saying. That's what's inside the audio. So most of my main lessons are on personal growth topics, about being more healthy, having more energy, being successful, and all parts of your life. I want you to be focused on those ideas. You're learning English at the same time, but I don't want you to be thinking about every little word. I want you to think about the grammar rules. I want you to focus on the ideas, powerful ideas, interesting ideas. As you focus on those real ideas, real emotions, you will learn English naturally. It's the same with the stories, okay? I make them funny and crazy so that you remember them, so that you are entertained, you're focused on the emotions and the crazy ideas in the story and the grammar and the vocabulary and the pronunciation just happen automatically. You're focused on being entertained. You're focused on getting interesting information, useful information. That's what makes real materials so powerful and it's so much better than some terrible, boring, useless textbook which will not teach you real English anyway. So use real materials in order to improve much, much, much to understand real speech so that when you go to a country or you talk to someone from an English-speaking country, you'll actually understand them. You understand the real English they use in conversations, not some textbook that nobody uses. And I think another big reason to use real materials is you'll enjoy it more. It's just more fun. It's more interesting. Instead of learning a bunch of boring junk in a textbook that's just useless and not real, we get to learn real interesting ideas, or you get to be entertained. You get to have interesting emotions. It's real stuff, and it's the kind of things you might enjoy in your own language. It's so important, so powerful. Again, rule number 6 is this. Use only authentic, real English materials. And if you want to learn English with me online, you can get your free private lesson by clicking the link in the description. That's it. Tomorrow's our last rule. So don't miss the podcast.